News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Gordon Ramsay's flagship Chelsea restaurant has reminded patrons of the dress code on its website. Feel free to express your style, it says, but please avoid shorts, tracksuits and hoodies. Well, Noel Cunningham, TV personality and ambassador to Harvey's Point Hotel in Donegal, joins us on the line. Noel, I bet you agree with Gordon Ramsay, do you?
A very good morning, Claire, and to your wonderful listeners. I absolutely salute the man from afar. I think it's about time that people such as Gordon Ramsay and indeed us as an industry started reminding people the whole area of respect. It's not just about oneself. It's about the fact that when you go into a beautiful restaurant, there are people there celebrating milestone events, perhaps, gorgeous celebrations of various things. We owe them the respect of adding to that by being appropriately attired. And I just think standards in general across the board, not only in restaurants, has deteriorated so badly to the point that now people feel we can wear what we like, we can do what we like, we can behave as we like, and that manners and respect for others doesn't matter any longer. Okay. So well done, Gordon, for starting a conversation.
Now, manners and behaviour are one thing, but does it really matter how you dress? Say you show up, you're wearing a hoodie or a pair of shorts. I mean, some may say that's a pretty snobby attitude to have if you're turning people away at the door because they're wearing a pair of, you know, runners you don't like.
No, it's not a question of wearing runners that you don't like. It's a question of, my goodness gracious me, why would you go out to a beautiful restaurant wearing a hoodie and a pair of jeans and scuffed trainers? It's just unacceptable because, first of all, it looks bad. Secondly, it gives an impression of lack of professionalism to the staff, to the point that eventually you walk into a restaurant, there isn't even sort of any requirement on staff to dress appropriately, you know, because they see their guests, the customer, dressing in an inappropriate manner. It's just, you know, it's very hard to define why bother. Well, it's my old mantra. Why do we put a milk carton on the table at breakfast time? Why don't we have a beautiful jug to put the milk into and put it on the table? It's just as easy, just as simple. And does it look better? It looks a million times better.
You don't want to see my breakfast table, no.
No, but it's true. And it's the same with restaurants. I want to, look, going out now to dine in a fine hotel restaurant or a restaurant in the city or in a town, you know, it's no longer, you know, it's no longer something we do all the time because of cost and et cetera. We are paying a considerable amount of money for a night out. To feel better ourselves, it's lovely to make an occasion and dress up.
Yeah. Do you think it should apply across the board? Are you talking about high-end restaurants? Are you talking about people heading along to Harvey's Point for their meal? And again, it might be a special weekend away and they want to dress up anyway. But do you think it should apply to every restaurant, whether it's, you know, a cafe, a burger place, or you know, should the standards depend on the establishment?
The standards will always apply in a different manner to different establishments. But by the same token, if I go into my local village today and pop into the coffee shop for a nice cup of coffee, I'm meeting a girlfriend or a male friend, you know, and I want to have a nice sort of experience, coffee and a croissant and a chat, I don't, by the same token, want to see people disrespecting that space either. But of course, it's perfectly acceptable to wear a pair of jeans, nice trainers and a nice top or a hoodie. That's, you know, people are good judges of what the expectation is.
Noel, have you turned people away from your establishment if they turn up? And what is the bar for you in terms of acceptable dressing?
Thankfully for us, and as I say, the establishment dictates the requirement. and 99% of the time in an establishment like Harvey's Point or the Merrion or, One Pico in Dublin, the restaurant, people will know what the expectation is. Have we turned people away? Thankfully, we haven't had to. Occasionally, in the morning, people might forget and say, oh, it's perfectly all right to go down in pyjamas and my dressing gown breakfast. And you have to politely say, well, do you mind terribly just nipping back up to your suite? But that thankfully doesn't happen. And to be fair, I don't want to sound like the curmudgeon, the old uncle that's sort of demanding standards, but it's all about respect. Yeah.
And is this coming from customers and clients within the restaurant? I can see it's something you like to set yourself, but do you get feedback or complaints from others about, the dress 100%. Code of fellow customers?
100%, because, for example, if you are going away to a beautiful hotel for a weekend or going out for dinner, I can tell you honestly that 90% of the guests in that establishment or in that environment or in that restaurant will comment negatively if there are people there who are, for want of a better word, badly dressed and not respecting the establishment, not respecting the other diners. Yes, absolutely. Everything is customer driven. And Gordon Ramsay didn't pull this out of the air. Oh. He pulled it out of a situation where feedback has been negative in some of his establishments at the lack of respect shown by diners for other diners. It's customer-led, and I love it.
All right, that's great. Noel Cunningham, as always, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.